That's on the R280, which is a regional road, and I mean, when planning permission was given for that, surely to God, a footpath should have been part of that. And now they've been asked, the local community are being asked to make an application to Leader or to Clare for funding, and this is ridiculous, because as I outlined at the meeting, we have a fantastic community, as there are in most of the towns and villages in Leitrim, and they're raising funds for all sorts of things. I mean, but it's the last straw if the minister thinks that the community are responsible for footpaths, public lighting and road safety measures. It's gone to a new low, and we've never ever had that before.
Another example of Shane Ross's, I suppose, lack of knowledge of rural Ireland and the requirements of those living rurally.
Well, it's a lack of knowledge and it's a don't care attitude by him. You know, I would think if there was a traffic light out in Balls Bridge or there was a footpath that needed to be put in, that it would be done very quickly. I mean, we saw where he could allocate money to clubs that were already funded, very highly funded in Dublin, but he couldn't allocate it to some of the community and clubs around the country. So, but then that's the government's responsibility. You know, it shouldn't be left up to him to pick and choose where the money should be spent.